Welcome to Shayna's Soapbox. We're going to spend a short time delving into a topic, be it tech, business, money, or passion, and give you actions that you can take to improve your project or your life. I recently got invited to an all-female poker night hosted by Kate Trundle, Managing Director at Kipps DeSanto, and Jen Wampus of RBC, Royal Bank of Canada, First Vice President, Financial Advisor. These two ladies, Kate and Jen, invited a whole set of power players from all over the DMV area, a lot of women who were involved in growing and selling businesses and or had very senior positions in other small businesses. So it was really fun, and it was a time to teach us poker, which most of us have never played poker before. The group that ran the poker that night was Poker Power, an organization aimed at teaching women to win on and off the table. I loved it. Walking us through how to play poker, how to get comfortable with the decision-making, what looks like good decisions, how to negotiate, and how to get tells from other people's body language and what they say. This was really fun. It was a night full of these other powerful, smart, amazing women, and it was run by all-female dealers and teaches us. So if you want to check it out, it's called Power Poker, and they have a great app online as well. Fortunately for me, my kids actually, I sent my kids this Christmas to Target with my father, and I told my kids they had $50 to spend per person. So $50 to get each other a gift, and then $50 to spend on daddy, and then $50 to spend on mommy. They loved it. They ran through Target. So the gift they got their father was a set of poker chips. And so over Christmas this year in 2023, my family and I repeatedly learned to play poker, primarily Texas Hold'em, which now, fun fact two, Beyonce has the first Black female artist to be at the top spot of the country music chart with her song Texas Hold'em. If you're on social media, every influencer is using that nonstop. This all led me to the thought of another friend and book. So in season one of the podcast, I interviewed an amazing, incredible CEO, Jess Gartner, who built a finance solution to improve equity across schools, particularly public schools. So she built this EdFin tech company, and she's fearless. And one of the books that she said she liked best was this book by Annie Duke, a former World Series of Poker champion. The book is called Thinking in Bets, Making Smarter Decisions When You Don't Have All the Facts. So Annie Duke tells the story about how she got into poker, but more importantly, focuses on how to make better decisions in a world filled with uncertainty. Here's one of the best quotes of the book. Thinking in bets starts with recognizing that there are exactly two things that determine how our lives turn out: the quality of our decisions and luck. Learning the difference between the two is what thinking in bets is all about. Bottom line up front, I highly recommend you learn to play poker and then hit me up so that we can play poker together, at least with fake money, so I can get better at it. Number two is I highly recommend this book. It's a really good book. It's not a super hard read. And here are the five takeaways from the book that years later have really stuck with me. Number one is that life is random. Poker represents life way better than chess. Chess is mathematical, has very clear outcomes. You could program it. But with poker, you don't know what cards are going to come out, and you don't know what bets or actions or ante others are going to put in. And sometimes you get dealt bad hands, and sometimes you get dealt an amazing hand. So you really just never know. It is random and luck does play a part. Then one of the other major things she talks about is getting feedback and being open to feedback for learning how to improve. But she really spends several pages on the fact that not everyone wants your feedback. Not everyone wants your feedback or they're ready for it. Sometimes they just really want to complain. They just want to vent. And you need to be able to know the difference of, is somebody really asking for your opinion and your advice, or are they just blowing off steam? You know, even if you want to give it, sometimes what people really just want is an ear to release that pressure or bad decision that they make. A large portion of the book then is spent on three, which is working with a team that you can trust to review what is going well, what's not going well, and what you can do better. Kind of like that idea of who are the peers that you're hanging out with. But she had a circle of trust where they consistently got together to look at what they were doing, how they were doing, and to how to improve the next round of poker that they were doing. The fourth thing she really talks about is how do you make quality decisions? Getting up the leadership chain is really your ability to make good decisions, because no one can train you through all the scenarios and all the cases, and you're never going to have all the information, and you're going to have to make decisions at times that you don't want to, but there's times where you have to make it. You don't have endless amount of time to have the perfect information. So how do you get really good at decision making? How do you take the facts that you have? What other layers can you do to make the best decision at the time? And side note, sometimes there is no good choice and you have to make the best of two bad choices. And then number five, which I don't know, I'm not like a risk nerd. I guess I kind of am. But she emphasizes that there's varying degrees of risk and there's probabilities, and to really start understanding the levels of risk so that even if you have an 80% or 90% chance of winning, you still have a 10% chance of losing. And to understand how that probability of winning or losing plays into your decision making. And I like that because I like to think through of, if you have a 90% chance, what happens when that 10% chance, and what are you going to do? And not just here's what you're aiming for, but here's your plan B for when it doesn't go well. So in short, go read this book, Thinking in Bets, and the five takeaways: life is random and poker helps emphasize that and gets you comfortable with that. Two, when people are talking, they sometimes are not asking for your advice. Three, get a team that you can really trust, that you can talk to about what's going well and how you can do better. Number four is learning to embrace the uncertainty in making good quality decisions. And number five is there is risk and probability of risk in everything that you do and learning how to play that in. So it's a great book of taking poker and applying it to your life and your work, especially if you want to go up that ladder, because people, as you go up, will want to trust that you will make good decisions. And if you want to download the app, it's called Poker Power. So let me know, shoot me a note if you are on it and want to play. Maybe I'll start a little poker club, or we'll have another poker night.
This podcast is sponsored by Nyla Technology Solutions, an SBA-certified 8A, HubZone, woman-owned small business specializing in full-stack software engineering and data science services to the U.S. government. Our innovative solutions are built to match the speed of mission. For more information, partnering opportunities, and new job openings, please visit our website, www.nyla.io.